get out.
Auntie Jane. Yeah, they had to just get out. And my Auntie Jane lived on top of Lloyd's Bank, as it was.
Victoria Street there.
Prospect Hill, Victoria Street. And then Dad was a policeman in Onken then. And then it come where they could go and get all this furniture. But that was quite horrendous.
Did they ever talk about that time? Did they say how they felt? Those war years.
They had 8 days to get out, didn't they?
Eight days
to get out and
you
store
see,
the furniture.
You're that little bit older
just a little
than
bit,
me.
Yeah. And 8 days to get out and store the furniture over in Derby Castle. And that's all they had,
that's
eight
it.
Days. And then after the war, that's what you remember more, where they to go and collect us again.
Was horrendous because
scrambled. First in took the best.
Yes, that was quite bad.
Even though it was
very hard for them.
Mm. Yes.
To furnish him. The Regal, I know for a fact, had 40-odd bedrooms, which is quite big.
Yes.
And they would have to get all this furniture and try and sort it out. It'd be quite
and that the block over there, and I think it's happened on Lock Promenade, the walls were knocked through, you know.
Yes.
They had all that to sort out. Mm-hmm. It must have been quite horrendous for them. Mm. Back into that.
They had loads of these grey blankets. I can remember these grey blankets.
Good blankets.
With like an arrow on them.
Yeah.
Looked like something from Britain, but it must have been
Air Force blankets. Yeah.
But were they blankets? You would never get blankets like it.
Mm.
You know,
right,
we still had some when we first went into the Palatine, and they would just wash and wash.
Oh.
And absolutely superb. You
can
know.
You, just to thinking back to when you first went into the trade, I can just ask you early first, and then I'll ask Jean. How old were you when you first got involved in the guest house business?
Probably 18. Yeah.
And was that working for your parents?
Oh, yes. And I was, at that time, I had never waited on or done anything like that at all. And we had a bit of hassle this day. And how I learned to wait on was the dining room door was opened. And I was just ushered inside by my father, who was quite ominous, wonderful man, 6'3" of him. And he said, come along now, Shirley, we haven't got anybody else to do it. This is the best way to learn. And we had 50 people in that dining room. And I've never been so frightened in my life. And that's how I learned the hard way. And that was it. Yes. And I suppose that's the difference these days, isn't it? You know, like that sort of thing. Just get in there and get on with it, you know. And that was it. And I waited on and whatever and enjoyed every minute of it, you know.
And did you expect to get your own establishment one day? Was that something that you came into later?
Well, to be honest, the way it was then was full board and the way you worked, it was the last thing I would ever really want to do, to be honest. But as it worked out, you thought, well, it was a good enough life, really. You know, it was, and you worked for yourself, and you could have a family, and you'd still be home with your family.
Did you tell me that, I can't remember who said, getting a big house for your family was one of the main motivations in moving?
Well, that was it for me.
Yes.
It was when my husband came out of the Air Force.
Mm.
It was somewhere to live.
That's
and
right.
It was something to do for an income. And there was a house to let in Belmont Terrace, houses to let were very rare, but there it was, and that's how it came about, and that's how I sort of fell into it, even though I had been with my mum as a kid, you know, and used to put the suppers in, that sort of thing. I was only about 12, 13, but that was the reason I was into it, was somewhere to live. That was basically it, mainly.
I think too, though, in those days, like a guest house or boarding house was quite something.
Well, yes,
you were okay if you were in one of those.
Yeah.
You were certain of a good season.
Yes, that's right.
Money come in, you paid back, and you lived your life, and you had quite a nice life, and whatever. It's more than what it is now.
Yeah, and as Shirley says, really, you were there when the kids came home from school, that sort of thing.
Yes.
When did you first notice the season starting to change and fall off? When would you say, Jean?
Probably after millennium.
Yeah.
Probably...
Yeah. About 2 years after that, possibly.
Yeah.
More or less as we came in here.
Yeah,
really.
We had a couple of
years,
and then...
then things started to change.
Started to change then.
Gradually.
The ensuite business come into it, and it was a different... They didn't want... Started to not want... bucket and spade people and all this, you know, they do go on about this all the time, and yet there's families that come.
So who's they?
Bucket and spade people. They don't want bucket and spade people.
Who doesn't want them, sorry?
The tourist board and the different
people.
They
sort of poo-poo them, but
I mean, you could call us a bucket and spade people when we went to Lanzarote when we had the grandchildren and we went on
the
beach. What's wrong with it? You know, they have a thing against this.
Yeah. Like, you know, you need a higher image than that. Well, you don't, really. They're just people, the same as anybody else.
That go out on coach trips and whatever. Maybe they haven't got children with buckets and spades, but it's the same type of holiday, really. And, you know, it's the same type of holiday, and people still come to do that. I mean, not sit on the beaches. I mean, the weather was horrendous this summer anyway. You wouldn't sit on a beach, but I mean, they come to enjoy the island.
Do you notice over your careers, has the age or the social class of the visitors changed at all? Predominantly?
Oh, definitely. There are not the young people here now. This is not, the Isle of Man is not a place for gangs of young people now. It's sporting, yes. But not ordinary gangs of fellas and girls, isn't it?
No,
because it's not that scene any longer, is it? You know,
you used to get gangs where six girls come all together, or six lads come all together. But no, there's no way. They go abroad now.
Yes.
There's no way.
So that definitely has gone, without a doubt. Which,
It is an older type of person.
I think so.
Except for the special weeks, to get the railway weeks, and they're good.
Nice.
They're good.
They're
good
nice.
Business from the railway.
We like them, don't we?
Yes,
they're not any
nice
bother
people
at all.
They've got their anorak on the camera and off they go.
And we've got some basic rooms here still, which are all front, and they're all very nice rooms, and they have those
because they're
cheap. We put in a deal with them that we give them dinner for the price of bed and breakfast. You see, and they've got a front bedroom, and the railway people take them.
Oh,
we love them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So we like them.
Yeah,
don't we?
It's a good scene, that. And of course, we've got our golfing parties. And there's various other organisations, you know. And it's changed in that way. You get more activity type holidays.
We do very well with the bowlers, too.
Yeah.
Don't we?
Yes, we do. We do. We've got a bowling week. And the cycle week used to be better than it is. But it's still not too bad. What we get here in this hotel particularly are the veteran type cyclists, or the officials. We have the officials.
See, that used to be a big thing in the Isle of Man years ago. So did the scooter week. You had a scooter week as well. And that was good.
Yes.
But those have all
gradually
gone.
Scooter week disappeared
gone.
Years ago, didn't it?
Mm, they're gone.
Yeah.
Easter. Excuse me, that is sporty.
Mm, that's a sporty week, yeah.
But we're still a little bit wary of adult football teams.
Yeah.
No.
We have had the odd rugby team, which are marginally better than football. They are.
Mm. And
but we're still a bit.
You see, there's April is when they bring these thousands of students, which a lot of them aren't students, and they come for the days of thing, and we feel it's for absolutely nothing, and that is brought over. Well, it's the tourist board, isn't it?
Yes.
They don't spend anything in the bar at all. And believe me, they're not really all students at all.
No.
They're not.
They don't spend anything in the bar.
They are adult people, you know, grown, older people.
But having said they don't spend anything in the bar, they've got the booze all right.
Yes.
But it's all upstairs, it's all, you
plus
know.
Also, it takes you about a week after to fix up everything.
Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Like beds and things. And
we took them once, that's all, and that's all.
But I mean, that's not a very good advert for the island, that they praise themselves of bringing these, but it isn't really. But you see, the problem with us is, I think they're very handy for a house that would take, say, Castlemore Avenue, where our night porter is.
Yes, he takes
about 10, and that's enough.
Yeah.
But for us to make anything,
you've got to take 100.
We have to take 100, and it's too many.
With the special price for the sporting.
Well,
yes.
It's too many. It's just too many students.
You can't control
altogether.
100 students.
Young
can't.
People to 100. Too many.
Can you just remind me how many visitors can you take now, capacity?
Well, we take about 110.
Yeah, TT weekends up at 110, and that's the peak.
Normally, yeah. We're on about
we're
80
about
to 90.
Yes. 90 is around about the average.
And how many bedrooms?
We now have 54.
Mm-hmm. And how many did it have when you moved in?
84. 85.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've lost 30 bedrooms en suite.
Oh, yes. But they're far better. Being made out of suites, much better. And then we took a couple to make a laundry room and, you know, a couple of staff rooms, that sort of thing.
And how many do you have to have in to sort of make it worth your while opening, would you say? How many rooms filled people?
Well, you need to have at least 60 people, don't you?
Yes, to come out.
Well, you do.
Some weeks, of course, early or late, you don't have quite that many. But, yeah, you need about 60 to 70. Mm. If you've got your full staff on, you certainly do.
Mm. So we don't get the full staff till...
Until we have to.
Until we have to.
When would that be?
Locals as much as we can, you know. Mid-May.
Mid-May, yes.
Mid-May.
Yeah.
And when would you start to lose staff, drop them?
Oh, well.
I mean, I know they lose themselves, but
yes,
ideally, when
around
would you...
the end of August, you know, end of August. They usually just go just before Grand Prix
yeah.
week or something like
the
that.
The hardcore,
you know.
Usually we can manage to hang on until about the end of September.
Mm.
Yeah. Something like that.
We do, you see, we're very lucky really because we have locals, we have family who do functions in the winter and friends, so we're not depending on staff that we don't know in the winter for functions, it's all locals, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
If we're stuck, you know, really, really stuck, we can usually pick on a local somewhere,
yes,
especially to come in at dinners, which are relations of genes,
yes.
or
somebody. Yeah.
So it's quite a close-knit like that, which is quite handy, really.
And in the winter, how many functions do you reckon you'd be doing? Would you be doing one a week, or...?
Oh, yes.
Oh, at least,
more?
At least. I mean, during December,
we've got 60.
About, yeah, we've got 55, 60 separate functions. Some of them are all the one night, but about 55 to 60 separate parties.
We do, like, three Sunday lunches during December, and...
Mm.
And that's a cash flow in the winter, you see.
Yeah, it's kind of like maybe we've got two sections of the Isle of Man Bank in, plus a school, you know, and
yes.
then they all meet up downstairs, we give a free disco, and they all have
we put that on free,
a happy night.
So,
it works very well.
Mm.
It does.
We've got Clark and Rayton, and we have all sorts of people.
Yeah, it's crystals, and you know, lots of them.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Well, that winds it up rather nicely. Thank you
right.
very much.
Okay.